This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrison Building Supply. Going to get an update on the Ford's Pond project. Beth Hausman from Friends of Ford's Pond. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, Kyle.
So I saw some pictures the other day, and looks like a big improvement there with the parking lot. Tell us about that.
The new parking lot opened this week with 35 spaces. And it's beautiful. It's landscaped. We have a sign coming for the entrance to the park there. And there's a food truck pad. So want people to come out and enjoy that. We have half of the path paved around the pond.
Wow. A lot of progress out there. How many years have you been working on this project?
7 years. We started in 2014 and really started with the master planning 2016, 2017. So since then.
And it seems like, though, this year you've made a lot of things. I mean, you drive by a few weeks later, and it keeps changing.
It does. And it's very exciting. We walk out there ourselves and can't believe what has happened. It's totally transformed the property. We have some great volunteers that are out there clearing the brush, keeping the blackberries at bay, and improving the area, mowing the rest of the paths. It's become quite the park, and more people are using it every day.
What kind of funds have gone into it? I mean, what's the amount that's been spent on the project this year?
So this year's project it came primarily from two different grants that were administered by the Oregon Parks and Rec Department. And that was $760,000 total for the project by the time we added in donations from the community and support from community organizations. We had the Sutherland Area Chamber of Commerce, the Rotary Club of Sutherland, and the Sutherland Lions Club, along with foundations, including C. Giles Hunt Charitable Trust, the Ford Family Foundation, the Cow Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation. So all that money came together, $760,000 worth of improvements for this year.
Wow. And I know that you're waiting for some things to come in and add even more around the park.
That's correct. So three additional Oregon Parks grants have been awarded for construction, and design has already begun on the rest of the path around the pond and the restroom, picnic shelters, and playground to finish out a major portion of the southeast corner. So that's $960,000 in grants that have come in, and the Friends of Ford's Pond are raising the funds for the playground equipment that will go in to be installed by city staff and Friends volunteers. We've identified $350,000 as our goal for playground equipment and safety surfacing so that it's a fully inclusive playground. And to date, we've raised over $50,000 of that $350,000 goal.
So what's your timeline? When do you want to get the rest of the money raised?
Yeah, we're working on that now. The city has hired a design team, David Dougherty, a landscape architect out of Eugene, who also worked on this first phase. And he partnered with Anita Van Aspert, a landscape architect who specializes in these inclusive playground designs. We had a Zoom meeting and talked about everything that the ideas of what we wanted to see and the objectives for this park. It's very exciting, and there will be a opportunity for the public to see the conceptual design. We're still working on the dates. The city will set up that meeting, and we'll get the word out to the public. But the idea for this park is that it's where everyone can come together and play, all ages, all abilities, and that it complements this natural setting of the park. We want it to be the same idea where the park is where you get out and discover nature and find a place to recreate. We want the play area to be the same, where you're discovering the park through the play area.
Now, for the path area, you said it's about a mile paved, about halfway around the pond. So in addition to the paving, are you ultimately going to put things along the way there, like benches, things like that?
Yes. So benches, picnic tables, and trash cans are on order. Things have been delayed, obviously, with the current situation. Everything's delayed. But certainly there will be benches along the path and up in the play area. And up in the parking area where the food truck pad is located, there will be some picnic tables in that area. We've noticed since the playground, and since the parking area is opened, you know, it's quite the place to watch the sunset. So I can really see those picnic tables being a place to enjoy, you know, a dinner. Ooh, we have thunder, a dinner and watch the sunset.
So if people are interested in helping, where do they make a contribution?
So forestpond.org is our website. We also have a Facebook page that has a donate button. You can mail checks to Friends of Ford's Pond, P.O. Box 99, and that information is on our website, fordspond.org. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, and all of the funds that we raise goes towards improvements at Ford's Pond.
All right, Beth Hausman from Friends of Ford's Pond, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you very much.
8:40 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrison Building Supply.